Welcome back to Psukei Adaf. We are on Brachos Daf Chof Gimel today, and we're going to be looking at one of the two Psukim which appear on this Daf. The Pasuk we're going to be focusing on is Amos Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis, which appears on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Here's how the Pasuk reads. Lochein, koi ehese loch Yisrael. And therefore, because of this is what I will do to you, Israel. Ekev ki zois ehese loch. Because of this, I will do to you, hikon likras, Elokecha Yisrael. Prepare, O Israel, to meet your God. What does the Gemara learn from this? So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani and the Rabbi Yonasan, who says, Hanitzrach l'nekovov, a person who needs to go to the bathroom, Hareze lo yispalel, a person should not be davening in such a state. Why? Because a person should prepare to meet their Creator. In actual context, as we've been seeing, Sefer Amos is chilling in its prophecies. It's talking to the northern kingdom of Israel towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, to the kingdom which seemingly does not listen. They keep serving Avodah Zarah, they keep desisting from reuniting with the union, and ultimately are going to face their downfall earlier than the southern king of Yehuda, of Judea. And talking to this nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, He calling Christ Elokech Yisrael, prepare to meet your Maker, says the Metzudos on this, it's a mocking statement. Meaning, I am about to do terrible things to you because of your actions, and you try to get in the way. See what you can do to stop it right now. See what machinations you can achieve in front of your Maker. And this, ironically, is the way that this line is used in more of the popular media today, in many, many movies. When you hear the statement, prepare to meet your Maker, they are taking off of this pasuk based on the Metzudos' understanding, which is see if there's anything you can do before you meet your demise. However, there's another meaning of the pasuk, and that is what the way the Rashi and the Radak explain the pasuk, and that is, maybe if you prepare yourself, if you change your course of action, you're not going to be in a direct collision course. Maybe there is hope for you if you just change the way you are directed, the way you are pointing. How does this relate to the Gemara? After all, the Gemara was making a drasha about a person going to the bathroom. How does that relate to what the actual context meant itself? Says the Shlach HaKadosh, a beautiful idea which converges both. And that is, going to the bathroom itself is a metaphor. Yes, when we go to the bathroom, we clear ourselves out. Our body has excess. The body has parts which cannot be digestible, which need to be extracted from the body. However, that's so true, not just physically, but spiritually as well. Sometimes in life, in order to go forward, many times in life, we need to leave something behind. What is that we're carrying which is excess? What can we leave behind? What don't we need anymore? And that's what the Gemara is saying. If you want to learn from Amos, learn that there's certain things that you must leave behind in order to be able to facilitate meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.